VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump is postponing new tariffs on China because of what he says is, quote, substantial progress in trade talks. On Twitter on Sunday, he said a very good weekend for the U.S. and China. He said both sides made substantial progress on important structural issues, including intellectual property protection, technology transfer, agriculture, services, currency, and many other issues. The president had set a March 1st deadline to hike tariffs on $200 million in Chinese goods from 10 to 25% if there was no deal. While there is still no final agreement, Trump had said he would postpone those tariffs if a deal was close. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is looking for ways to get humanitarian assistance in Venezuela. He spoke on CNN on Sunday after troops loyal to President Nicolas Maduro on Saturday repelled aid trucks in clashes at the borders with Brazil and Colombia. He did not say, however, how the U.S. might carry out the aid mission in the face of armed opposition. He said, however, that the United States would consider imposing more sanctions against the Venezuelan government to increase pressure on Maduro to quit in favor of the country's opposition leader and president of the National Assembly, Juan Guaido. President Trump says he's optimistic about his summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un over U.S. efforts to end the threat of North Korea's nuclear weapons arsenal. Trump said he is leaving for Hanoi early on Monday. Kim has already headed to Vietnam in an armored train. This is VOA News. Thousands of people gathered in central Moscow on Sunday to mark the fourth anniversary of the murder of opposition politician Boris Nemtsov. Although the events were approved by officials in Moscow, police limited access to the northern edge of the bridge just outside the Kremlin, where for years a makeshift memorial composed of plaques, photos, flowers, and candles has marked the spot of the 55-year-old's assassination by gunshot. Nigerians waited for election results Sunday as vote counting continued from the nation's hotly contested presidential poll. Voting continued in a few remote areas, and Nigeria's Independent National Electoral Commission said it will reschedule elections in some parts of Lagos, Rivers, and Anambra states, where voting was disrupted Saturday. It's not immediately clear which districts were affected. A VOA reporter in Abuja reports the commission is expected to start announcing election results on Monday. In Senegal, voters went to the polls Sunday to vote in a presidential election. President Macky Sall said at a recent rally that victory in the first round is indisputable, but rights groups have been critical of Sall after well-known political rivals were barred from running in Sunday's election. Election results are expected by Friday. The Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir swore in a new premier Sunday as hundreds of demonstrators called on the veteran leader to resign after he imposed a state of emergency across the country. The year-long emergency was imposed on Friday after a deadly crackdown failed to suppress weeks of protests against his three-decade-long rule. The United Nations says the armed conflict in Afghanistan last year killed more than 3,800 civilians, including 927 children. That is the highest number of civilian deaths recorded in the past 10 years. The numbers come from a report released Sunday by the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan. And officials in northeastern India say the death toll for people who drank tainted bootleg liquor has now climbed to at least 140. Officials say 200 people who drank the moonshine are hospitalized, some of them in critical condition. The situation has overwhelmed local hospitals. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.